The most fundamental aspect of this COP, COP29, as everyone has been calling it, is the finance COP. I think there's a lot of frustration that's been building up over the last 5 years regarding how the developed countries are not really providing the global south with the promised finances. So I think that's the key focus. But I'd like to extend that conversation to actually argue that it's not really about the quantum or the figure. It's really about what we plan to do in the global south with that money. That's so important. And I think besides the usual focuses on mitigation, that comes from the global north, adaptation is such a key part of the global south. And within that adaptation, it's really about the green industrialization, using our transition minerals to essentially not support only the world, but more specifically the African continent in terms of their industrialization drive. What do we mean by that? We're talking about actually getting the value chain to be hosted and staying within the African continent to essentially help 1.3 billion people to move out of the energy poverty that we're critically facing. And we think that's a win-win. Africa doesn't want to continuously beg for money from the global north to support us with just the basic needs of the continent. We believe that the continent does have the skills, capacity, as well as the knowledge. There is a concerted effort over the next year to make COP30 in Brazil one where the transition minerals are part of the just transition framework. And I think it's important for us to really start looking at a multilateral level, how we can get the G20 in South Africa and COP30 in Brazil to actually push for some of these aspects that we really need on the continent, such as financing, technology transfer, as well as industrialization, specifically from the transition minerals.